This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The data belies the headlines. Globally, war is on the decline. At least that's the finding of the Toronto-based Project Plowshares, which has been monitoring the number of armed conflicts around the world since 1987.
Currently, there's been a rapid decrease in the number of armed conflicts in the world. In the past decade, we've charted from a high of 44 to our most current report that in 2008, there are now 28 armed conflicts in 24 different countries.
Project Plowshares Executive Director John Seibert credits that trend to the deployment of more resources to active peace building around the world, particularly by the United Nations.
There's been an increase that's been quite dramatic in the number of UN peacekeeping operations and the number of personnel, which now numbers over 100,000 in about 18 different UN missions. And there's also been greater investment in aid dollars in addressing the root sources of conflict in places like sub-Saharan Africa.
Some long-standing conflicts, such as Israel and Palestine and internal wars in the Philippines, remain intractable, Seibert acknowledges. But other localized conflicts have been tamed by recognizing the underlying issues that are driving them.
Sometimes the contests look like intertribal, but they're really about access to economic resources or participation in the running of the state. It does vary from place to place, and in many places they are focused on traditional ethnic, sometimes even religious rivalries.
The mobilization of peacekeeping forces by multinational groups such as the African Union and local non-governmental organizations has also been a key factor in steering conflicts away from weapons and toward political solutions.
You've heard the phrase that war is another form of politics. Well, if you're going to get rid of war, you need to re-engage in politics that resolves conflict without violence. Often we think that conflict is the problem, and it's not. It's the inability to resolve the conflict without violence. And so you need to restore a functioning politics that will mediate these conflicts and maintain a sustainable peace over time. And that can't be done from outside. It has to be done by the actors who are there.
At the same time, Seibert cautions that the decrease in wars, as his organization has historically defined them, is being countered by surges in other types of armed violence, as tracked by a metric developed by the Geneva Declaration on Armed Violence and Development.
Their research shows that a lot of people are dying outside of actual wars. And so there's different types of armed violence that are actually claiming far more deaths and injuries than wars themselves. So there's been this migration from state-centered or internal state armed conflict, generally for some kind of political end to change the state or change the actors running the state, to criminal violence, drug-related violence, things like that.
In the Western Hemisphere, for instance, there are currently no active wars underway, but crime-driven deaths in Mexico remain high, and other states where wars have ended still experience widespread lingering violence. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.